speedbuilders.com.
You said that you were hired by Mr. Ward.
Yes.
When is the first time you met Mr. Ward?
Approximately February of 1995.
How did you come to meet Mr. Ward at that time?
For one reason or another, I went over to Park to speak to my mother for something.
At this time, where were you living?
On Zider Lane in Huntington Beach.
Would you spell that?
Z-E-I-D-E-R.
You don't recall the address?
Yes, 17392.
Was this a house?
Yes, it was.
How long had you lived there?
Since 1993.
When did you stop living at this address?
1984.
Where did you live after that address?
A rental home around the corner, which was Valencia, but I don't remember the address.
Where did your mother live after this address?
On Valencia, in the rental.
That's also in Huntington Beach?
Yes.
After Valencia, where?
Bikini.
Do you know the address on Valencia?
No, I don't.
How about the Bikini address?
19112.
How long did you live, or did your mother live, at the Bikini address?
Approximately 2 years.
Until which year?
I don't recall.
Where does your mother presently reside?
3121 Linda Way.
Do you know how long she has lived there?
3 years, 5 months.
Has she lived there since December of 1998?
November of 1998, about a week before Thanksgiving.
Do you recall ever seeing Mr. Ward at any of these addresses that you've given me?
Quite a few times.
Which address do you first recall seeing Mr. Ward at?
Zider.
What was the nature of his visits to your home at that time?
He picked my mother up for work.
How often would he do this?
Oh, let me see. Approximately 2 months, 3 months.
Was that every day? When did that start? Do you recall?
After her car was repoed, well, approximately March.
Of what year?
1995.
Now, that continued, I think you said, for 2 or 3 months. What happened after that?
He gave her the company car to drive.
What kind of car was that?
1998 Olds wagon.
How long did she have the company car?
Until May 10, 1998.
What happened at that time?
She bought a new Oldsmobile.
Was that a company vehicle, or was that...
No, that was her own personal car.
So, as far as the Zider residence goes, you saw Mr. Ward in the capacity of coming to pick your mother up to go to work.
Yes.
Was there any type of other relationship that he had at that time that you are aware of?
No.
How about the Valencia, the rental house? Did he ever come over to that residence?
Yes, he did.
What would he do when he would come over there?
I don't recall. It's been years ago.
Do you recall how often he'd come over to Valencia?
No, I don't.
Moving right along, how about the Bikini address? Do you recall Mr. Ward coming to that house?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me how often?
He came quite frequently because she bought the house, and it wasn't a very nice house, and he'd come in and he'd have people come in and fix the place up. Painting, carpeting, floors, knocking walls out, putting walls up, basically things like that.
That house was more or less completely redone, redecorated?
Right, yeah.
Would he be over, what, twice a week or more or less?
More.
What time of day would he come over?
All sorts of hours, business hours, and on his own time.
How long would he stay? Do you have recollection?
Half an hour.
What would he do while he was over there?
Supervise.
Whom would he be supervising?
People who were reconstructing the house.
Do you personally know who hired these people that were redoing the house?
Personally, no.
Do you personally know who paid for their services and all the work that was done on the house?
No idea.
This is the Bikini house. Other than coming to supervise the work that was going on and stuff like that, did Mr. Ward come over for any other purposes?
He came over, social visits, you know, in the evening to see Belinda, basically just to make sure that everything was okay and everybody was fine, I guess. I really didn't care for him, so I didn't stick around too much.
When you say that he would come over to see Belinda, what do you mean by that?
He liked Belinda very much.
How do you mean that? Can you be more specific?
Basically, it was like a daughter type of relationship.
As far as the Bikini residence goes, did you ever see Mr. Ward bring in groceries or anything in the house, stuff like that?
Yes, I have.
What kinds of things?
Meat, well, regular produce and etc.
Was it just, you know, regular shopping type bags, or was it big bulk quality?
Yes, shopping bags.
How often did you see that?
Well, I'd say once a week.
Who did most of the grocery shopping at the house, the Bikini house?
Mom.
As far as the utility bills and things like that goes at this house? At the Bikini house, do you know who paid those?
He made all the checks out. He paid everybody. So I do not know if it was out of her account. I mean, I don't know if it was his money or her money or whose money it was. I just know he wrote the checks and filled in the register.
Where did you see him write checks?
I've seen him write checks in his office. I've seen him write checks at her home.
When you say out of her account, was it your mother's...
Checking account? Yes.
Did he handle most of her paperwork for her?
He handled all of her paperwork for her.
Did he do the taxes?
He did her taxes. He did her bills every month. Anything that came up, he did.
As far as the Bikini residence goes, did Mr. Ward ever spend the night?
No, not to my knowledge.
And when your mother lived at the Bikini residence, you were living there also?
Periodically, off and on.
How often were you there?
Out of 2 years, I was probably there 18 months.
Now, with regard to the Linda Way address, were you there at that time when Mr. Ward came over?
Oh, yeah.
What was the nature of the visits to the Linda Way home?
He'd come over in the morning and have coffee.